Presses here, presses red here, presses red here.
Simon, Sheen, Nun, Bass. Simon, Sheen, Nun, Bass. The sort of Simon, Sheen, Nun, Bass is the Dinner of Aguda Biyodri. It says, even though you're not allowed to carry from Shusayochu Shusarabim, Abba, or either way, or Daladamas, if when you're carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus and you still have got a chelik of the keli in your hand, you've got a string which is holding the keli still in this Rishus, then it's called Agudoy Biyodoy. It doesn't have to be Dafka Agudoy Biyodoy, even if it's on the floor and you're pushing it, it's Agudoy in this Rishus. So this is not the first sieve, this is Bemis the second sieve. If you would have Lemoshel, this is a Rishus HaYochid. And this is a safer, it could be anything, a roll of toilet paper, anything. And it rolls out into the other Rishus. Let's see, man, don't look at that, that's not the get. It rolls out mamash into the other Rishus. So when it rolls out into the other Rishus, that part is Avada in the Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you threw it. You threw it into Rishus HaRabim. So you've thrown something into Rishus HaRabim. But because the rest of it is still in this rishus, mele is aguda biyodai l'shok achiv. You can't have a chiv if a chelik of the keli is still in the other rishus. Same thing, daladamas. You throw something daladamas and you're still holding a chelik of it over here, you can't be chayiv. Sif aleph. Zog the sif aleph, zog tazoy. Sif aleph is talking about a case like this. You got a porch, and the porch is a proper rishus hayochid. And she end of Shema involved, we saw how you have to be careful with the tikra and everything. Proper Rishus HaYochid. And in front of it there's a Karmelis or Rishus HaYochid. A Karmelis or Rishus HaRabim. And you threw something out into the other Rishus, or you didn't do it dafka. By mistake, it rolled out, you're learning a Sefer, and the Sefer rolled out into the other Rishus. Now that the Sefer is in the other Rishus, you want to roll it back. So you're taking it back from the other Rishus till here. So if this would be over here, the Moshul, here you go, Rishus HaYochid, and it's rolled into Rishus HaRabim, totally to the floor, and it's on the floor, the other Chelik, and you want to take it back. So the Siv Beis Zot, you're not allowed to take it back. Because it's a Issa D'Rabbanon, even though there's no Chiyav Chatos, because Agudah Biyodai, but you're not allowed to take it back, because if you start Mitri over there, soon it'll fall the whole thing, and you'll also take it back, and then you'll be Mamash over. Yeah? This case is different. Here, you're allowed to take it back. Why? Because we're talking about, that's why I especially made this picture different, because it's not so, because here, it would not, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, but it's an askufa. And not just an askufa, but you have to add another word into the Mechaber, Aleph Regen, why he doesn't say that, because the Mechleukas and the Gemara says, we're specially talking about, the one that he paskins like Rova, he's specially talking about askufa nidresis. An askufa, which if you leave this here for the rest of Shabbos, it's not a covered. So we'll see later and see based what you do. Abba, it's not covered for it to be there. Abba, it won't get any worse. If it goes over there, it's askufa and it dresses. Because it's askufa and it dresses, so this is it's an askufa. People walk in and out from the house, so someone's going to stand on it. Chas v'sholi, you mustn't leave it there. Kisra kodesh, to leave there, meila, there's a special heter. So even though this is Rishus HaYochid, now we're not talking about the Raisas. It's not for the Raisas because just remember the whole simon. Because Agudah Biyodai, because a chelik of it is still in the other Rishus. It's Nishka the Raisa. What is it? Issa D'Rabbanon. Because Issa D'Rabbanon, oh, but it's still Issa D'Rabbanon to take it back or whatever. Afal pi ken, they allowed you to because it is Kisrei HaKodesh and it's in a mukam which is Nidresis. Sifal. Shinun beis hakoyre b'seifa v'niskalgul m'rushus l'rushus. Hakoyre b'seifa alo askufa. Someone is reading, learning in a seifa on askufa. Has to be learning. Because if it's not a seifa, you see the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it. So it's a seifa. It's a toyodik seifa. Alo askufa. Hakoyre b'seifa l'ub m'shabura aleph. Kol sforim shalahem asurim begilyon k'seifa toyo shalonu. This sefer, the shaila can't happen. Come out if you have this sefer. So the Mishabura, the Shishon and Rashi, that when they learned anything, it was all written like a sefer Torah, like a novi, which were rolled out. One chelik rolled out of his hand onto in front of him onto Rishus Rabbi Mar Carmelis, and the other side stayed with him. You're allowed to be goyleloi etzloi, a filin is galgul chutz la'al ba'amas. You've got a problem of it being far away from you in Rishus Rabbim Daladamas. And if the whole thing would go there and you bring it back, you'd be over and taking Daladamas. And if you're in Rishus Ayochid and Rishus Rabbim, you'd be over and taking Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Ayochid. And if it's a Kalmelis, you'd be over and taking a Kalmelis, a Drabunon, Kalmelis back to the thing. Makes no difference. Everything is Mutter. Vafil has gone four, more than four Amas. Vafil Rishus Rabbim, Vahaskufa Rishus Ayochid. Not Bil. Vahaskufa is a Rishus Ayochid. You're allowed to. Why? It makes no difference. I put it like that to make it more understanding why it's an askufa in the dresses. That it's a normal porch. It doesn't make a difference. It has to be askufa in the dresses. It can be 10 tefachim as well. It just has to be rishus hayochid. Even though it's Rishus Ayochid, we're trying to say. Even though it's not Shayach HaDeraisa because it is Aguda Biyodo, because it's still part of it stuck in this Rishus, next time the whole thing will fall, and the falling was a mistake. But then you'll say, oh, I have to pick it up. And you go and pick it up, and you bring it back into your Rishus HaYochid from the Rishus HaRabim, or you'll carry it down the Rishus HaRabim. The Shamik, when you're bringing it back, if it's fallen in Ganson, you'll have a Chiyuv Chatas. This is the simple, the next picture. Let's say it's a house, and you're on a gag, and it fell down, and it's and it reached the ground. You're not allowed to bring it back. But there, it's just staying there. It's not very nice. It is a bizoin, but it's not a big bizoin. Oh, but here's mamash a bizoin. It's just there. It's just a bizoin for the way the Sefer Torah is now lying. Here it's a bizoyan because someone's going to stand on the Sefer Torah because you're in a place which is a thoroughfare. That's why they allowed you to bring it back. If it's not mamish on the ground, this really should be long. This is explaining the next sif, where the next sif we make if it hasn't yet reached the ground. But here it makes a difference. Here, even if it has reached the ground, we also make it. We don't make this chashash that maybe it'll all fall down, all fall in the thing, you'll have a problem. Because, kisva kodesh, bizoyen godel, they will make it. And the word makel becomes mizoyin kisva kodesh. If it fell kulei lekarmelis, you just have to leave it there. You can't bring it back into rishus hayochid, even though it's kisva kodesh. Rishus hayochid tzorich loyma. Rishus hayochid. That is a rishus hayochid. Mishum bizoyin de midiraisa. Now, why is it only? Why are you allowed to? Why aren't you doing Issa D'Raisa? So here it's explained in Sivkot Zayin. The Midiraisa Mzorak Dovah Shusram and Verusha Sheni Biyodei Mutalavia Etzloi. Why? So the bracket says the Ein Kana Nocha Kiven Shurosh Hasheni Biyodei VeYochel Lavia Etzloi. Now, if you look carefully, this is two reasons. We can verify the Kasha because Rosh Hasheni Biyodei. So, is the reason because Yochel Avia Etzloi, because you can still bring it back, or is the reason just because Rosh Hashanah Biyodo alone, because it's not in Gansan out of this Rishus? Understand what I'm saying? Kivega Freik, the Rambam state, Yochel Avia Etzloi. The reason is because you can bring it back. Freik Kivega, and if I can't bring it back, it's very heavy. But Lamasa, this thing has gone from there to there. This is the end of different Rishus. You make this go from this Rishus till there, and it's still a bit in this Rishus. So it's a good to be yodoy. It's not a yodoy. A good in this rishis. So you don't have to say v'yochel aviyah etzel because I can bring it back. The nekuda is not daf because I can bring it back. The nekuda is because it's half half. So kivega keilu says an afgemina. As the Rambam's talking about, with a string. That means the Ram, as is mashing the Ram. So if this is like this, it's okay, because I'm not okay. You still haven't got Chiyuv D'oraisa because it's only half out. But if it tackles it over there and it's on a string, and I can bring it back because the string is still in this Rishus, so then that's what the Rambam means, even though the whole Keli is in the other Rishus, is also a Heta. The string becomes part of the Keli. As long as something is connected strongly to there, and it is, so if it, maybe it's not, if the string would not be strong enough to pull it back, maybe you wouldn't have the Heta here in this case. But if it's the Keli itself, it doesn't matter how much part of the Keli could be, you also put it because the Keli is half off. So it could be either the Keli half-half, or even the Keli is in Gansen Yanushus, but Yochel Avia Etzloi. This is Nigea for the string, when you have a string on a belt and a key. So it's always Yochel Avia Etzloi, wherever's Mutter. But this is the din. Tzorech Leimer Rishus HaYochel, Mishum Bizor, again, the brackets were up to the first wide line. The ein kan anocha kemen rosh shein be yode ve yochel ave etzlei. Ve im kein ve mash moish chaim abir min ha'or etzlei nechshav akiva, so it wouldn't be a deraisa. A drobon and gozru shlo yove lo hokel afil eich adon afil gom ve yvohocha bishim bizoy in itiu. Kos in bizoy in dewe meikul. Zod de remo. I'll tell you why. Why you're allowed to? Because rabim dosi ala skufa. So it's a dangerous bizoyen for this sefer. So the Gemara very wichtige Sache, aber darf gekisve a koidish. It's only because it's a koidish. Aber bishad vorem osa fila le noflu ele le kaumilis. But anything else which would be in a matzav, half-half, from one rishus to another rishus, and you're in a rishus ayochid, so imagine, you have a pram. And you push out the pram from rishus ayochid into the street. A fila le noflu ele le kaumilis, even if the street's only a kaumilis, the Gemara, then it's not bizoyin, it's not a thing. So the Gemara halt, even though aguda biyodoi, and even though it's only a kaumelis in front, so it's a double drabonon, because even a derais will be aguda biyodoi, and it's only a kaumelis, it can only be a drabonon. Filoch is osa, so shtei doon Gemara. So a pram which is pushed half into the street, or a child pushes a baby buggy into the street, so you're not allowed to bring it back, even though the street's only a kaumelis. Zod de Gemara, zod de Meshabura. Aval b'ches, rabim dolsik, b'zoyin tvei. Aval b'sha, haynu nami. Afil, k'shugoyish echad nisha b'yodo, even if he's still holding the handle, and the handle's in this rishus, osilavi etzloi. El l'kamulis v'tam, b'zeh, d'gozrinon, shemo yippo l'gomri ala oetz, maybe it'll go totally in the other rishus, afil ochi yavir etzloi. Zod d'mog mishabu evada, shesh kama achroinim shemakilim b'zeh. A lot of achroinim say, It's like a double drabonon. It's a good abiyodoi, and we're talking about Carmelis. So the street's only a Carmelis, or it only went into a Carmelis. Mikol mokem near b'shusuram shalonu ein lahokul to come for his consumption. The gamaslen yeshusuram deraisik leil b'siv shimmei hesivei. Right. See very strongly how the anti eruv has become strong in the last 100 years, because the Mishabur say that whenever he can, he always adds in, because the whole Eruv was geboit that you don't need losses on the shit of 600,000. But the other shit was always, no, Tezayin Abba. So the Mughal of Roman Tal said, oh, we hold 600,000 and we can make a sign. Mm-hmm. But every time the Mishabur can and says there's a Kulin Kalmelis, which we read yesterday, today, he always reminds you, yeah, a Kalmelis, a big a thing. But a Kalmelis like our streets, Schwache Kalmelis. Mm-hmm. Oh, he keeps saying, it. So here as well, the Mishabur again says it. A Shvacha Karmelis, the Mishabur is prepared to go against the Ramah, to be Makel, and say that you're allowed to take back from a Karmelis, even if it's because of a good to be you're allowed to take back, which is Kegin the Ramah. He's prepared to say Kegin the Ramah. Sach the Makel. Abba, not a Karmelis, which isn't a Karmelis, because Alga might not be. So he's Machmen this, that if something goes out into a Karmelis, in Ramoshte, you're not allowed to, and in Mishabur Shteh, Yesh Makilim, in a Karmelis, Yesh Makilim, whatever you decide is called a Karmelis. Siv Beis, Hoye Koyre Boy Alagag. On the Cheshbon, it belongs to tomorrow, but I don't know, there's a long tomorrow. So, Siv Beis, Hoye Koyre Boy Alagag, it's Mamash Negev, the same simon. Hoye Koyre Boy Alagag. Now we've got a case where it's not Nidresses. Hoye Koyre Boy Alagag, you're reading Alagag. So this is the second thing. He's reading Alagag. V'niskalgel groisha acha miyodei. So your proper rishus hayochid, and it fell out onto the other side. So the first line is a heta. עד שלא הגיע לעשור את תפוחם התחתונים הקרובים לאורץ גוי לא יצלוי. This is why we just learned the Heter. That means in this picture we see clearly 10 Tvochim is over there. This, even though this is a Rosh Hashanah, be more Kabbalist, it's higher than 10. If it's higher than 10, it hasn't reached, it's still in Ave Mokum Ptur. You can bring it back again.
Yeah.
It hasn't reached any Issa yet. That's this Sif. Zot the Mishabu Yudalef, Ala Gag, Mairi Begag, Shushusa Yochid. Even though the gag shu sayochid, the gag shu shu sayochid, hoya lefonov, it's in Loshen, and it was in front of it, shu sarabim. Ochain, kol shelo yigia la so tvochem atachtoinim, hava ave mokim ptor. Valken goy leyatzloi. Goy leyatzloi. Afele moya kois labais mishupa venocholov, even if it was a slanting wall and it fell a bit on the wall, but it's higher than 10, or shenoch shama gabiziz. Oh, it fell on Aziz. Bein shoya Aziz. Aziz is a sticking out thing from the wall. A ledge. Bein shoya Aziz, rochav al-bo, bein shaloy al-bo. Even if it was rochav al-bo, which could be Rosh Hashayochid, but Mishabu says it isn't in this case. And therefore, you're allowed to take it back. Uvachol zeh muta, lekul alma, afile b'shad v'oyim she'enom kisvei ha-kodesh. You can do it with anything. Kegoyin shohoya b'yodei sadin. So it could be you've got a sadin. So if you want to shockle out the tablecloth besides any other problems of zoga or thing, anything, and you're not allowed to. Doesn't say you're not saying you're allowed to. Could be, but you shockle out to the window and it hasn't reached lower than 10. Then so about it's still higher than 10. It hasn't reached anywhere to be also to bring it back. Even in anything, you'll be able to bring it back.
Yes.
No. Ah, you mean because of the why were they making Kisva Kodesh?